All right, really the only injury is Todd Herrmann's has a ankle tendon strain, so we'll have an MRI in the morning. We'll see how he is. Pretty simple synopsis of the game. When you're 0-5 in the red zone, you got 7 sacks, and your tackling is terrible, then you're going to struggle to win football games in this league. So as coaches and players, we've obviously got to do a better job, and that starts with me. Time's yours.
Can you put up the tackling over the last two games since you fired Bond? Todd has taken over as defensive coordinator. So if the defense is kind of going backwards, what do you see going on?
Well, we've got to tackle. And that's what we have to do. When you're put in a position to tackle, you've got to get the guy down. And, I analyze, are the guys in position to make the tackles, or are they out of position? So when you're put in that position to tackle, then you tackle. That's what you do.
On the first interception, what did you see?
Well, listen, the ball got tipped. I obviously thought that there was some fairly aggressive play on the tight end. I think it was questionable. But you've got to make the plays. You can't have that back. Their interception. So.
Was the ball overthrown? Or?
Well, listen, I felt like he was restricted a bit to get to the ball. That's what I saw.
Andy, as you're sitting here 3-5 now, what can you do as head coach to try and get this thing back on
track? Hey, listen, you stick with your fundamentals and your basics, and you keep practicing. Practice hard and correct the mistakes. These are correctable mistakes. You've got to do better than that.
If they're correctable mistakes, why are they not being corrected when it's the same mistakes week in, week out?
Well, I'll tell you, the red zone wasn't necessarily, they're not the same mistakes. We're not scoring there, so you got to make sure that you score. And then the tackling, we had a couple weeks here where we haven't tackled very well. We got to make sure that we get back to doing that better.
Andy, you made a coaching change. You also challenged your players, and they had a players-only meeting. Are you worried that they're not responding right now?
Well, listen, if I saw that they weren't playing hard, I would, I'd question that. But I think they played hard. You've got to – I go back to those things that I mentioned to you.
With the offensive line, it must be very difficult for Michael to operate. And what can you do at this point?
Well, listen, the guys keep working at it and getting themselves better. And some of the sacks, you can look at coverage. You can look at, play calls. You can do the whole thing. But bottom line is we got to block the guys and do a better job.
Coach, was the red zone lack of efficiency more of a reflection on your play or the Saints' defense?
Well, listen, I give them credit, but we've got to execute. So they made the plays, obviously. So I would tell you that they did a nice job. But on the other side of that, I'm coaching our team, and I'm coaching them to make the plays. And so we've got to make sure we do that, and we've got to make sure we put the guys in the right position to make the plays.
After the fumbled kickoff, when you had first and goal from the 8, there were 3 straight passing plays. In hindsight, would you prefer to run it there, or would you be happy with those plays?
No, that's what we chose to do, and I stick by that.
So a lot of the talk for maybe the rest of the season, or at least the immediate future, will be about how the season's going to finish up and your coaching tenure here and all those kind of things. How do you navigate all those different things?
I coach. That's what I do. So I coach, make sure I'm teaching the fundamentals and coaching the players to achieve and to win football games.
Will Michael Vick be the quarterback next week?
Michael Vick will be the quarterback.
At this point, is the offense more of the issue than the defense?
No, it's the team. It's all of us. There's not one particular person or one side of the ball or anything else. We're all in this together.
Are you perplexed at all the fact that with all of the things at stake, that the team just can't seem to find itself and get righted?
Now listen, in this league, if you can get that one win and get the thing right, then you're able to build on that. And so we've got to focus in on the Dallas Cowboys and make sure that we get ourselves right for that game.
Andy, that the kickoff, and you did the kind of home run throwback thing. What Can you talk about that and just how that could have been like a turning point?
It was clearly we threw it downfield, so you can't do that about 3 yards. So that's got to be a lateral pass, and we didn't get that accomplished. But we thought we had a read on something there, and so we gave it a whirl. But it didn't work.
Okay.
All right, head coach Andy Reid addressing the media down at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome following.